Now, what about if the cow was going to have a calf? What would you say about her?
Well, I just remember what we said now, but I reckon you'd see you pregnant now.
Yeah.
You're going to have a calf.
Did you ever hear anybody say they were going to find a calf?
Yeah, that was it. Find a calf. Yeah, that's right.
Find a calf. Yeah. Freshen, sometimes they would use that term. Mm-hmm. You heard that?
Heard my mama say it.
Yeah.
What was it?
Freshen.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you done the freshening when you have a new calf.
Huh?
Calf, the freshening with the milk. So long.
Would you use the milk then?
Not at first, no. We never would use the milk for a month or two after the calf was born.
Mm-hmm.
Get milk to cow it on.
Right.
Well, a bag wouldn't. I think about a month or two before you used the milk.
Huh. But you'd still have...
I now it, the deer is why they use it the next day.
Hmm.
I imagine they would.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they ain't going to be throwing all that milk away.
Yeah. It's just not good, or save it for the calf, or...
Well, I reckon it's... We thought it was too close after she had the calf that the milk wasn't quite as good as it would be after she got maybe a month or two, it was better.
Yeah. If you, would you take the calf away from its mother?
Well, when we would had milk cows, we'd keep the calf there. We wouldn't let him go with her during the day and the night because you let him nurse the cow. After you milk what you wanted, you'd let him nurse her, and then you'd separate him until you, maybe the next morning, if it was in the morning, you'd take the calf away from her during the day until that evening.
Mm-hmm.
So he wouldn't be there using up all the milk.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd leave milk enough there to raise him, because anything, you had good milk cows, it would give a lot of milk.
Would you feed the calf something else then?
Well, yeah, he'd graze around a lot, or a field or somewhere, and you'd feed him something to go eat.
What would you say? Calf, if you took it away from its mother, it would cry, or?
Well, yeah, it would low for its mother, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would not. He'd get used to being separated from her.
Yeah.
He wouldn't worry too much.
What would you call the noise that the bigger cows make? If they're...
Moo.
A moo?
I guess that's what you call it, wouldn't you? A moo.
Yeah. What about horses, if they make some kind of noise?
Wicker?
Yeah. Is that loud, or?
Yeah, it's loud.
Well, sometimes a wicker is a lot of noise, but a bray is a loud noise.
Okay.
What is a bray? That's two different things.
Mm-hmm. Different sounds. One's just kind of a soft,
Another one, a loud voice. You can hear him for a long way.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the males and the females and the young ones of the horses?